Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5-Minute Idea Fix. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, and suddenly you're drowning in a sea of stress? Maybe you're facing a setback, dealing with tough emotions, or just feeling overwhelmed by the chaos. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all hit those rough patches sometimes. But here's the thing. There's a powerful tool that can help us navigate these storms and actually come out stronger on the other side: self-compassion. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care we would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways for practicing self-compassion and kickstart that emotional healing journey. First up, acknowledge your struggles. It's okay to not be okay. Don't try to bury those feelings or pretend they don't exist. Recognize them, name them, and allow yourself to feel them fully. Bottling things up only makes them fester, right? Think about it like this. Would you scold a friend for feeling sad or anxious? Probably not. So why treat yourself any differently? Next, ditch the self-criticism. We all have that inner voice that can be a real buskill, constantly pointing out our flaws and mistakes. But guess what? That voice isn't always accurate, and it definitely doesn't deserve a platform in your head. Instead of berating yourself, try offering words of encouragement and support like you would to someone you care about. Remember, progress over perfection. Third, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. Imagine it like watching a movie, observe the story unfolding, but don't get caught up in the drama. Mindfulness helps you detach from negative thought patterns and cultivate a sense of calm. Now, let's talk about self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It could be anything from getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, to engaging in activities that bring you joy. Think of it as refueling your soul. Finally, connect with others. We're social creatures by nature, and human connection can be incredibly healing. Don't isolate yourself when things get tough. Reach out to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or simply engage in meaningful conversations. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Ever felt like you were drowning in your own negative thoughts? You know that feeling, that inner critic constantly whispering doubts and anxieties? Well, picture yourself talking to a good friend going through the same thing. What would you say? Chances are, you'd offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Wouldn't it be amazing if you treated yourself with the same kindness and compassion? Imagine replacing those harsh self-criticisms with gentle reminders of your strengths, acknowledging your struggles without judgment, and celebrating even the smallest victories. That's the power of self-compassion. So remember, emotional healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by practicing these key takeaways, acknowledging your feelings, ditching the self-criticism, embracing mindfulness, prioritizing self-care, and connecting with others, you can cultivate greater resilience and well-being. Take action today. What's one small thing you can do to practice more self-compassion? Maybe it's writing a positive affirmation for yourself, taking a relaxing bath, or simply reaching out to someone you care about. Remember, even the smallest steps can lead to big changes. Keep that spark of compassion alive, and never forget your incredible worth. Until next time, keep brainstorming those brilliant ideas and keep boosting your awesome selves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.